This is CPR News. The pandemic continues to challenge small business owners. CPR's Ryan Warner shares the story of a Southern Colorado caterer who's been able to find a way to make it through.
Cindy Reyes of Pueblo has owned Sinfully Delicious Catering for 3 decades.
Right when this pandemic hit, I felt like I was in the prime of my business. I was very successful. I was doing great. And then everything happened and went down to almost $0.
For years, Reyes and her daughter rented kitchen space at the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Then last March, events they were hired for were canceled. And as you heard, business dried up.
It was tough. And I think that it's been tough for a lot of businesses in Pueblo, everywhere. The smaller businesses, a lot of them aren't coming back.
So how did she survive? Well, Reyes changed her business model. She started cooking for curbside pickup, and around Christmas time, she filled hundreds of orders for tamales.
My way of letting people know that I was open is by Facebook. I would post a special every day on Facebook. And there were days we only made $40, you know, and there we are for hours. And it was like, gosh, is this worth it? Should we just close up?
Early on, Reyes did get help from the Paycheck Protection Program, but for the most part, she has relied on her community.
The Greater Pueblo Chamber and Latino Chamber were very supportive of small businesses in Pueblo. They would order for me weekly just to help make sure that we were making it. Other small businesses as well.
And now, a year into the pandemic, Reyes is starting to see business pick back up.
I think I have 6 events for the rest of this month, which is amazing. I booked a couple weddings. I actually booked 3 weddings. So, yes, it's going to get better, and we will be fine. We're going to make it through all this.
Cindy Reyes, owner of Sinfully Delicious Catering in Pueblo. That's C-I-N, fully, sinfully for Cindy. I'm Ryan Warner, CPR News.
And there are more stories of Coloradans making it through a difficult year of pandemic at CPR.org. And Morning Edition continues at 6:34. This is CPR News.